with you, great spirit.
Welcome to worship at Hollywood United Methodist Church. We are glad that you have joined us in person, online, and a good contingent on the bus for on this Pride Sunday. Will you stand as you're able for opening hymns?
All right, this is our time with children. So any children who want to come up, we have three very eager ones sitting right up here. You never know what's going to happen. My name is April Olt. I'm the Children's Ministry Coordinator here at Hollywood United Methodist Church. Welcome to those here and those joining us online. So we're going to have a few moments. What I'm going to ask my friends up here, they're fighting for who gets to sit next to whom. Look around there. Can you look at what's behind you? What do you see there? Balloons.
Rainbow balloons.
Oh,
say that again.
Rainbow.
Oh, rainbow balloons. So who likes rainbows? Why do you like rainbows, Amaya?
Because I like them.
What do you like about them, Olivia?
I love all the colors.
All the colors? What do you love about them?
All the colors.
Yeah. And Annalie told us this summer she's going to have a rainbow unicorn birthday. So we're very excited about that. So we love all the colors. So when you see all of the colors here and on the flags, all of those colors here. Okay, so can you move over here a little bit? Thank you. All of those colors here, they represent something to all of us. Hold on one moment. Having all of these colors here, and that's why we have a lot of our friends here today aren't with us, because they are marching in the Pride Parade. So all these colors, the Pride flag over here, the Pride flag behind us, those were all created because there were certain people in the LGBTQIA+ community who felt like they weren't welcome. And that there's a world right now that doesn't accept all people for who they are. And so all of those colors and all of you here represent that, you know what? Just like in our first song, did anybody hear any of the words that we sang in our first song today? Did you hear them? It said, all are welcome. And so this means in this church and in this community and in this family, every single person is welcome. All of us are welcome. And you know what? We are all perfect because we believe in a God that created us to be perfect just the way we are. And so even if we're squiggly and excited, you are all welcome. And this is a place for each one of you here, and each one of you at home who are welcome. You will always have a home in this community. So we are going to, in just 1 minute, go celebrate with ourselves in our new room in the Grant Hall. But before we do that, we're going to bow in prayer. So we're going to have a moment of silence for prayer. Let's all close our eyes. Dearest Lord, thank you so much for giving us this beautiful and wonderful place and space that we can all celebrate being perfect just the way we are because you created us that way. May we celebrate that in each other, in this community, and in the world each day and every day. And all God's children said, amen. All right, here we go. And at this point, I ask you to stand up, celebrate, welcome, and give the sign of peace to your neighbors as you are comfortable.
Also, too, let's not forget the people at home. If you want to turn around, there'll be a red light blinking, and we could just wave towards them over there. Good to see you online. We'll save a place for you. All right. As we enter into a time of prayer, let's take a moment to center ourselves, maybe relax with a deep breath, and try to clear our minds of all the busyness and the chaos of the city life, the drive here today, that surrounds us. Let's be still in the presence of the Holy Spirit as our wonderful chancel choir sings us into prayer.
God, my
Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, we come before you today on a day of celebration and hope. We celebrate being able to live into the fullness of the individual creation you have made each one of us to be. Filled with a hope of a new day, a hope that only comes from you, we are grateful. God, there are many issues in our lives and of this world that weigh heavy on our hearts. So we humbly bring those to you today. God, we also confess that in our brokenness as human beings, some of us turn diversity into a source of alienation, injustice, oppression, and wounding. On this Pride Sunday, may we strive to do what you simply asked us to do. Love one another. You are a God of justice. You care for those who are oppressed. You love those who are marginalized. We pray for justice, inclusion, and wholeness to those who are suffering from discrimination and inequality. Please be with them. We pray for a world full of love, compassion, and peace that can only be found in you. And we are thankful for the 50-plus members of our church family who are proclaiming their witness to your affirming love at the Pride Parade today. May people searching for a community of faith find this church and know they are loved and home. We lift up to you those suffering from sickness and ailment. We ask that you be with them, comfort them, provide them peace and healing. Continued prayers for our church family members, Richard, and healing for Carol, for Deb's cousin, Shirley, and their tragic family loss this week, for Dorian's family, Teddy and Jamie, as they begin new journeys this summer, and for friends and family of Kevin, Tim, Billy, Allison, Marie, and all those that have been named in our prayer list. Now, God, may we lift up to you concerns and challenges of our heart in a moment of silent prayer. God, as we celebrate Pride this Sunday, may we remember all that we have comes from you and your Son, Jesus. And now we offer the prayer he taught us to pray. Our Creator, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All right, you get me twice. Good morning. Good to see some of your faces today. I know a lot of people. We have a lot of people on the out at the parade, and then we also have quite a few watching online because traffic. Congratulations, you made it. Traffic was quite impressive today. Okay, let's check in. If you can get your phone out, scan the QR code. Please let us know that you're here today, and if you have a prayer request, please drop that in. There's a section for prayer. We get those every week, and we pray over them. This week, there's a couple things happening, just a few reminders. There is a celebration of life for Nancy Lear. That is happening tomorrow, 5 p.m., at the Lyric Hyperion Theater in Silver Lake. Also tomorrow, we do have a movie night as well, and that will be happening at Universal AMC. You can get more information at the welcome table. And then Tuesday is Spirit Pub, so if you're part of that small group or want to join one, they meet at Mickey's at 6 p.m. out in West Hollywood. Also next Sunday, we're having our, what we call Choir Cella, and barbecue for Father's Day. So come enjoy some barbecue, and the choir is going to have individual numbers that they've been working on and perform, and it's going to happen in Grant Hall. Should be a good time. Also, just for long-range planning, we're having another barbecue. Church picnic is August 6th, and we're combining it with the kids' water day. So we're going to have the big water castle. I heard there might be two this year, depending on how many kids we get. But we're going to have barbecue and water day happening all at the same time, so put that on your calendar. And then, of course, one last thing, just going to remind you this month, our deposits for the Holy Land trip that we're doing in January are due this month. So if you're planning to go, get in contact with me and let's talk about it. All that we do here is made possible by you. With your prayers, your presence, your service, and your gifts. So as our ushers come forward and we put up a QR code for giving, please give as generously as you're able so we can continue to do our ministries here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Here is a reading from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for the darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God.
While we here at Hollywood United Methodist Church celebrate Pride all month long, today is the official parade begun over 50 years ago by Christopher Street West. And I think we have a picture of our bus from this year. Maybe? Oh. Yep, notice the fringe on the bus on the left. Do you remember the banners we used to have that we would, this is way before COVID, that we would have here in the sanctuary sometimes? They're now fringe for the bus, decorating the bus. But we think this is a marvelous contingency, and I don't think everyone is in that picture yet. So, now LA Pride was the first gay pride parade in the world, not just the nation, but in the world. And the ACLU, over 50 years ago, had to help the Christopher Street West organization sue the LA Police Commission to get a permit for it because, you know, it hadn't been done before. Now, fast forward 50 years, and in many places, LGBTQ folks are still having to go to court to obtain basic human rights, or in some cases, defend against those who would legislate against them. The Supreme Court will be deciding on one of those cases any day now, in which a wedding website designer in Colorado who wants to expand her business doesn't want to have to be subjected to the public accommodations law that's been in effect for decades. In other words, she doesn't want to have to design wedding websites for gay couples because that would be contrary to her understanding of her faith. I gotta say, I confess, I don't get it. I don't get folks who would cling to a toxic theology, an exclusive, restrictive understanding of the Bible, instead of celebrating love, especially the love between two soulmates, no matter their gender. In today's scripture passage from Psalm 139, we are instructed clearly what it means to be created by God, what it means to be born in the image of God, and what we can find when we allow ourselves to experience the power of God's amazing and all-encompassing love. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, O God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. This psalm is thought to have been written by David, the shepherd boy who would be king. Now, from David's encounter with Goliath, we can presume he understood something about physics, but he probably didn't know a lot about medicine because he proclaimed with certainty that it was God who brought him into being, not by chance, but with a design, with an intent, with a purpose. So here's what we know. God created us, each of us, by design and with a purpose, and knows and loves us just as we are. And we are all created in God's good image, whether we are male or female or gay or straight or trans or non-binary or any other metric. Now, the psalmist also tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. One scholar has written that the word fearfully comes from the root word yah, which doesn't mean fear in the sense of being afraid or the need to defend oneself. It has a larger meaning of awe, of reverent respect and honor. Some scholars think the better translation would actually be reverently, so that we can say we humans are reverently made. Taking that second modifier, wonderfully, comes from the root word pala, which means to be different, which means to be striking, remarkable, outside of the boundaries of human comprehension. The word is used repeatedly in the Psalter to describe the acts of God on behalf of humanity, particularly God's actions in the history of the ancient Israelites. So taking all of that together, it means that we are fearfully, reverently, lovingly, wonderfully, remarkably, strikingly, outside the power of human comprehension, made in the image of God. So if that's the case, family, if this is Almighty God telling us who we are, we have no choice. We must believe it. Why in the world would we listen to anyone else? Any group, any law, any church dictum, or any other social convenience that would try to tell us otherwise? And because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we are then called to live out who we are, to embody the grace-filled, diverse, inclusive love of God in Jesus Christ, so that by doing that, we can change the perspective of those who would draw lines and boundaries that harm and that exclude. David clearly wrote Psalm 139 as a psalm of reassurance, a psalm of survival in some cases in difficult times, to remind us that God offers us unconditional protection when we're going through difficult times. We can take comfort in the vision of the psalmist that wherever we go, God goes with us. There is no place that we can flee from God's presence. There is no depth, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, to which we might plummet without finding God there, holding us close in God's arms, embracing us to the fullest extent, reminding us that we are God's children, God's beloved ones, then we belong to Him. There is no darkness with God. There is no place, absolutely no place, we can escape from or fail to experience God's love, should we choose. You know, we might leave the sanctuary thinking, I'm still not quite sure. But for the rest of your life, I want to invite you to remember this moment sitting here in the sanctuary. Not because of me, not because it's pride, not because of the wonderful music, although there's wonderful music you should take with you, I'm telling you. Not because of the friendly people in your pew or the ones that you know are representing you at the parade. It's because I want you to hear these words again this morning like you have never heard them before. God created you. God created you in God's good image. You are who you are. You love whom you love because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. God loves you just as you are. And no matter what any... What am I doing? No matter what anyone says, no matter whatever law is passed or not passed, any pain or suffering someone else causes you, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that can separate you from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Nothing. And because we are born in God's image, it's then up to us to choose how to live. We here as this family choose to believe that to be faithful, we must love God and each other. We choose to follow Jesus the Christ and take seriously his calling to bring forth hope and justice in this broken world. That means we're not just actively working for civil rights for all persons, especially our LGBTQ siblings. We're also working to house our neighbors who call the streets home. We're speaking out for all those who hunger for bread and for justice, and we're working to make this world a safer place for us all. But for now, our efforts are focused on the safety and well-being of our LGBTQ siblings. Pastor Bridie shared this slide last week, and it's popped up in my feeds over the past few weeks, and it bears sharing again because we didn't read it. For Pride Month this year, can straight people focus less on love is love and more on queer and trans people are in danger? And that really does need to be our focus. Given the events of the past few weeks here in Los Angeles, we can no longer claim to live in a blue bubble where everyone is safe. For the first time ever, the Human Rights Campaign officially declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ people in the United States for the first time in its more than 40-year history, following an unprecedented and dangerous spike in anti-LGBTQ legislative assaults sweeping state houses this year. More than 75 restrictive bills have been signed into law in this year alone, more than doubling last year's number, and that was the worst record on history. And while here in California we ostensibly are safe from the hateful state legislation, we are not safe from local expressions of hate. Bridie and I have both preached about our beloved Alicia and her experiences at Sataquoy Elementary School, where yet another transgender teacher experienced the burning of experienced a hate crime when their pride flag was burned. Last Tuesday, our own Kevin McCluskey, who actually makes a living by doing directing youth programs at the LGBT Center, was in attendance at the Glendale Unified Board of Education meeting when they were debating whether or not to name June Pride Month. Some of the same groups, not parents, but some of the same groups who protested at Sataquoy came over to Glendale and joined with other right-wing activists to try and shut down the board meeting. Kevin said they were in lockdown for more than an hour. Eventually, the board voted unanimously to declare June Pride Month in Glendale schools. But the hate has been unleashed. On Wednesday morning, Pastor Mark at our Harmony campus was alerted by our neighbor that our pride banner at Harmony had been vandalized. It had been slashed. KABC came out and interviewed Mark.
Then this morning, the pastor of Harmony Church, Toluca Lake, waking up to this. Their pride banner cut through the center with a blade.
I'm not so much upset as I am disappointed that pride and prejudice and bigotry raises its ugly head.
Pastor Mark says while the violence is disappointing to see, his church is standing firm.
And so it's important that we have allyship, but with allyship comes a price. And just like you see today, there's a price to be paid, but it's not going to send us running away. We're going to have to face it front and forward.
We decided to leave up the slashed flag for this week, and we're going to try and tape it on the back because we want to show that we are in the face of vandalism, we are resilient and we are resolved to be who we are and to proclaim that all are welcome in this place and in Harmony Toluca Lake. Mark is right. We need to confront hate head on with love. Family, we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, no matter who we are, no matter whom we love. There is no court that needs to affirm that reality. So on this Pride Sunday, let us go forth proclaiming that truth, because God loves you. God loves me, and that will never change. Indeed, we are all out with pride. Amen. postlude, if you would like to receive communion, please come and take a seat in one of the first two rows, and I will be consecrating it for you to receive and then to go to the altar rails to kneel if you like. There's also going to be, I was here yesterday and had one, I confess, wonderfully homemade peanut butter cookies that Dan made for us and left for us. He's on the bus today, but boy, those cookies are good. So I'm just saying, get out there before I do because I'm having another one today. Go forth this day letting God guide your feet, knowing that God loves you, knowing that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Go forth this day to love and serve the Lord. Amen.